Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, and good night to everyone. This is Tawanda with another chance to bridge the gap. And we're back again on this Saturday, having a session today with more with Judge Fred Mosley. We've been talking to Judge Mosley over the last couple of days about his life and family, some triumphs and some challenges, the laws of life as it applies to all of us, if we can definitely relate. And we've just really shared so many amazing things. We also had Alyssa Renee that was introduced to the laws of life, and it's definitely been changing her life in a short period of time. So she was able to join us a few days to talk to Judge Mosley and ask some questions and talk about some different laws of life. Yesterday, we were on here with Nicole, who actually shared a little of her story and the fact that she's going home in a couple of weeks after 5.5 years of being in the state prison, and she was able to learn about the laws of life and how they could actually apply to her life. And that's what the purpose of these calls are, is to share information with you about Judge Mosley, who he is, some of the things he's been through, his skills, his experience over the years, and to learn about what God gave him in reference to the laws of life, and most certainly for us to be able to see how we can relate it to our life. So today, before we get started, I just want to say hello to you, Judge Mosley, and see how you're doing and how you're feeling today.
I'm well, Tawanda. How are you? I'm feeling great. It's a beautiful day, and I feel good, and I'm just thankful that this is another day that the Lord has made, and I rejoice and I'm glad in it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely feeling great as well. It's 66 degrees here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm looking out the window all over the city, and the view is amazing. The traffic is picking up, and hopefully people are going places and still being safe. But overall, today is definitely a beautiful day. Absolutely. And thank you for agreeing to come on here on a big Saturday, because a lot of people are in rest mode on the weekend. So thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
And it's definitely a pleasure for us to have you. So we won't keep you too long today. There are some specific things I really want to talk about today, just so the world will know what's coming. And I'm so super excited about what's actually coming in the very, very near future. So three things I really want us to talk about today. For one, we're going to talk about the Laws of Life, the book series, because even though we've been talking about the Laws of Life and how people can apply it, people have been saying, hey, well, is it written out somewhere? Can I get more information? So we're going to talk about the Laws of Life book series. We're going to talk about Laws of Life Court TV. And we're also going to talk about Judge Fred Mosley being available for speaking engagements for those that want him to come to your city and how to be able to do that. So let's get it started, Judge Mosley. Laws of Life book series. We've been talking about the different laws of life. We've been talking about 50 laws of life, and we probably didn't cover all of them. And people are wanting to know, hey, is it written down somewhere? Is it based on something? Of course, we reference scriptures with what we were saying on some of the calls. So talk to us a little bit about what can we expect in the future in reference to, like, what is there a name in for a book? What will the book be about? Give us a little information about that.
Well, thank you. The book is going to be the 50 Laws of Life. And what we do in the 50 Laws of Life is that, of course, we give a scriptural reference for each law of life, a definition, and an example, a working example, where people can understand how these laws of life operate in our respective lives. We try to emphasize the fact that human beings are not just activated by these laws of life, but they are controlled to some extent by these laws. Everything we do and say activates one or more laws of life. And what we're going to endeavor to try to get across to our reading audience is the fact that whether we realize it or not, we're activating these laws of life in our daily lives. Everything we do, every relationship that we're involved in, everything we say, activates one of these laws of life either in a positive or in a negative way. And as a result, there's a consequence. there's a negative consequence if we're operating on the negative side of these laws of life. And, of course, there's a positive consequence if we're operating on the positive side. And the word says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And to one, I will suggest to you there's much lack of knowledge in the believing community and certainly also in the non-believing community as it relates to these laws of life. So what the book series will do, there will be the initial book outlining these 50 laws of life. Then coming soon thereafter, there will be an individual book going into more detail with respect to each of these laws of life. And the reason for that is that oftentimes people will be interested in one or more laws of life, but they're not necessarily interested at that point in time in digesting the entire 50. So, for instance, after the person reads the 50 laws of life, that initial book, then let's say, for instance, they're more interested in additional information on the law of notice and warning. Well, that person then can order the booklet or the mini book or the book on the law of notice and warning, whereas they can digest even in more detail what that law of life entails and how that law of life impacts that person's life. Or perhaps that person may be more interested in the law of sowing and reaping, and they've gotten a foundational understanding of what these laws of life are about from the book 50 Laws of Life. But also, they may want to know more about the law of sowing and reaping, so they will be able to get the individual book on the law of sowing and reaping. Now, it may be somebody to wonder that I'm just interested in all of these 50 laws of life, and I have an overview of each of them, but I'd like to have in my possession that separate book on each of these laws of life. I may want to order them one or two at a time. I may want to order the entire 50. It may be a pastor who comes to know about the 50 laws of life. So my entire congregation needs to be made aware of these laws of life. We want to order a number of books for our congregants. So back to your question, what that initial book is about is basically more making the people aware of these 50 laws of life, giving them a scriptural background, giving them an example. And then the books that will follow goes into more detail with respect to each of these laws of life.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's really amazing because basically what you're saying, and that brought me to a really quick question, something I just noticed, you know, with the initial book, the 50 laws of life, you're talking about 50 different laws that actually is going to have the law, what it actually means, the scripture reference, and an example. And, like, there's some, like, when I think about, like, the law of prayer, so basically you're saying there's going to be an actual book available on prayer more in depth, because if I want to focus and actually learn that and get better when it comes to that, that's really incredible. That's really, really incredible. And that's going to be available sooner than people think. So hopefully people will definitely get the information I'm going to put in the link below, continue to follow everything that's going on with Judge Fred Mosley to find out the exact dates of pre-ordering and ordering all of these books. So definitely with the Laws of Life series, 50 Laws of Life, and then additionally 50 books that may include workbooks. That really, really sounds pretty incredible. And like one of the laws I just noticed on here says the law of sowing and reaping. And under it you have A, B, and C, law of kinds, law of multiplication, the law of measure. And I'm not going to ask you about a bunch of these today, but kind of break down to me the law of sowing and reaping in reference to the A, B, and C, where it has law of kinds, law of multiplication, and law of measure, how that all relates together.
Well, in man's law, there are major laws and there are lesser and included offenses. And we don't have time, of course, to go into all of that today. But all of man's laws are drawn from the Word of God. That the law of sowing and reaping is one of the major spiritual laws or laws of life that we deal with in the series. But also coming under the law of sowing and reaping is the law of kinds. And the law of kind basically says everything produces after its own kind. In other words, Tawanda, whatever I plant, that's what I'm to expect to come back to me. But not only does it come back to me in a form that's similar to the form that I planted, but it comes back by way of measure. In other words, if I plant apple seeds, I'm expecting apples. I'm not expecting turnips. I'm not expecting bananas. I'm not expecting oranges. If I plant an apple seed, I expect an apples to come back as a result of that seed. That's kinds. Now, taking it to another arena, it works the same way, not just on fruits and other things that are visible, but if I'm a person who plants negative words all the time, what should I expect in return? How can I be a negative person and expect positive comments or words to come back to me? Turn, because the law of kind says whatever I put out there, that's what's going to come back. So under the law of sowing and reaping, it's not just what I've planted, but the fact that I'm going to get back something that represents the kind that I planted on every occasion. It's an absolute. So everything produces after its own kind. You find that throughout the book of Genesis, and it carries throughout our lives. Now, the law of multiplication, again, going back to that apple seed, if I plant an apple seed, I don't expect just one apple to come back. I expect a number of apples to come forth as a result of that one seed that I planted. And multiplication. So I expect more to come than what I planted. And the law of measure, with the same measure I put it out there, let's say if I decide I'm going to plant 100 apple seeds. Well, the more apple seeds I plant, the more apple seeds I can expect to come back to me. It's the same thing in life. And so many people are unaware of the fact to want to, whatever I put out there is going to come back to me. In the words of one minister I follow fairly closely, it's going to come back to me later, more, and longer than I put it out there. So if I'm a negative person, if I'm a mean person, unkind person, it's going to come back to me, not just in the manner that I put it out there, but much more so than I planned it.
Absolutely. And that makes so much sense. Thank you for so much for just really kind of explaining and going into that. Now let's talk about Laws of Life Court TV and your vision for that. I know there's a channel called Court TV, and there's so many different shows on there from Judge Judy, Judge Joe Brown. I don't even know. I don't even really watch all those shows, but tell me a little bit about your vision in reference to Laws of Life Court TV and what you will be doing when you are on, whether it's Court TV or whatever type of segment that you're going to be on, because I already see it. I know it's going to happen. It's just really a matter of time. So tell us what to expect when we see you, when we turn on our television every day. What are we going to be expecting?
Well, most people are familiar with these Court TV programs. There are probably at least about 25 or 30 of them now, and maybe not quite that many, but at least 15 or 20 Court TV programs. Now, the Court TV programs, other than the one that God has given to us, what they rely upon is that they take a fact situation and they apply secular laws, they apply man's laws to that fact situation, and then they come up with a determination based upon what man's laws would dictate based upon the facts that are involved. Well, what makes our program different, and our program is the only such program that takes the fact situation, regardless of what that fact situation is, and we apply the laws of life that apply to that fact situation. To try to give a clearer example, if someone's in secular court and they go in, is on a burglary case, then there are certain elements that have to be proven to establish a burglary, and if those factors are established, then the judge or the jury makes a determination based upon the laws of man as to whether that person is innocent or guilty and what sentence, if any, that person is to serve. Well, the difference with the Laws of Life Court is that We take that same fact situation and we draw from that fact situation, not man's laws, but we draw from that fact situation, whether this is a matter dealing with the law of sowing and reaping, or it's a matter that deals with the law of agreement, or it's a matter that deals with the law of the gift, or it's a matter that deals with the law of foreseeability, so forth and so on. Now, in some instances, that same fact situation may involve three or four different laws of life that come together to determine what took place in that fact situation and what, if any, penalty that person perhaps might be facing in the spirit realm as a result of violating that those particular laws in that fact situation. So to try to sum it all up very quickly is that we don't apply man's laws. We apply those 50 laws of life and those lesser included laws of life that God has revealed to us that are supported by and through Scripture. We apply it to those facts, and we give that person an impression as to where they are in the spirit realm as it relates to their activities.
That's incredible. That's incredible, especially when you're talking about man's law and God's law and people being able to find out. And one thing I want to reference to everyone that if you want to see any of these previous episodes that Judge Moses has already done, tell us a little bit about what you've already done and how many episodes they are and where people can find them.
Well, we've done 13 episodes, the first two of which are teaching episodes, and what we do there is to give a foundational understanding of what the laws of life are about. These are two 30-minute sessions. And then we have 11 case scenarios dealing with different fact situations and showing how we interrogate the litigants and how we draw from what they have to say, how we draw the laws of life that apply to that particular fact situation. We have those episodes on our website, www.justiceministriesintl.com. That's justiceministriesintl.com. Also, they're on YouTube under the laws of life. And by faith, we are hopeful that another season or a series of seasons will come forth with respect to the laws of life. And again, our program is the only such program wherein fact situations are dealt with based upon spiritual principles, which we refer to as the laws of life. To give a very quick example of how we differentiate that which man determines and what we determine dealing with the laws of life. Tawana, have you ever heard of anybody being indicted and convicted of being a gossiper? To answer my question, I would say to you, no, you haven't, because man doesn't have any laws that deal with gossip, but God does. You know, I can be a mean, nasty person as long as I don't put it into action. It's not an indictable offense. Suppose I'm just the biggest liar you ever heard, ever came across. There's no law in man's laws that holds one accountable for being a liar, necessarily, unless you lie on the oath. But you and I just talking, and if I lie to you, there's no penalty involved there. But God has laws that deal with all of those situations. Suppose I'm a jealous person. Man doesn't have any laws to deal with jealousy, but God does. So this is what differentiates what we do with the laws of life and laws of life court.
Absolutely. And that's really, really, really interesting. And even when everyone goes to the website and or the YouTube channel and actually views these, you're going to be amazed, because I promise you, when I saw them, I was, and everyone that I've told about that, they were definitely amazed. I'm going to actually pull the YouTube link and put that also in the bio on here, because that definitely is amazing. Now, Judge Mosley, I know we're looking forward to reading all the books. We're looking forward to the YouTube. How can people be able to actually meet you and get you to talk to groups? Is that something that you're open to, that you're in reference to, like, speaking to groups? Talk to us a little bit about, if you are, what some type of speaking engagements you've done before or that you're looking to start doing.
Well, yes, we are available for speaking engagements, and we can be reached through the website. We can be reached through my email address, which is Mosley, M-O-S-E, L-Y, Mosley Justice, and the number one, MosleyJustice1@AOL.com. Tawana, well, we've spoken, of course, to many church groups giving a summary and going into depth on these laws of life. I am an ordained minister also. And we've talked to business groups. We've gone in for a number of years. We were invited into high schools to speak to high school seniors and make them aware before they left school and went into the workforce or went to college, making them aware of how these laws of life come into play into their lives and how at this juncture of their lives that they may do or may fail to do something that could impact the rest of their lives. We've had occasion to speak to certain business groups as well, of course, as on our TV program and other panel discussions. Oh, yes, I don't want to forget, we share these laws of life. We have been doing so for over 10 years in the prisons in the state of Texas, and we also have had some experience sharing with inmates in the federal system. So across the board, these laws of life apply to any organization, any individual, because they're not respecters of persons.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I just want to make sure that I say and share with everyone that listens to this call, whether it's today, tomorrow, or the day after, you know, we've been on here and talking with Judge Mosley all week, and that's definitely not just because we don't have anything else to do. It's because the laws of life that God gave him, it is imperative. It is imperative for everyone to be able to find out what these laws of life are and how we can apply it to our life. We live in a day and time where, unfortunately, some people don't really care about the truth. Some people don't really care about integrity. Some people don't really care about being good. Some people don't really care about being held accountable. There's no way you can know about these laws of life and apply them to your life and not make some type of change. Earlier this week, even when Lissa was on here, she said, oh, my gosh, Tawanda, I had no idea who Judge Mosley was and what those laws of life. She said, it changed my whole week. She said, it literally changed my whole week. And you know what? There's going to be thousands of people that is going to say the same thing. And I know we're definitely out of time today. Just have a couple more minutes, but I just want to recap and let Judge Mosley close us out. You can definitely go to YouTube, subscribe to his channel, Laws of Life Court TV, and there's 14 videos that's on this. Go there immediately and subscribe to this channel. You want to make sure that you stay connected and you get all this information, because guess what? He's already told you he's riding with us, and we're going over 90 miles per hour, okay? The Laws of Life book series, it will be one book that talks about all 50 laws of life, giving examples, and how you can apply it to your life. I'm talking about real life examples. And then after that will be 50 separate books and workbooks that will talk about the law of life that most resonated with you and that you can kind of get more information about. We want people to have change, live a better life, and this is one way that you can definitely do that according to God's law, not man's law. Laws of Life Court TV, if you want to see something interesting, you definitely want to go to this YouTube channel, because these are really some interesting shows and segments, and there's definitely something that God has in place for the future with Judge Mosley and that. And also he mentioned speaking engagements. To any organization, to any schools, any churches, any businesses, any youth organizations, anyone that has people where you're teaching them, anyone that's positive, you're going and growing, even anyone that is in the form of corrections and looking to become better. If you want to invite someone to speak at your platform, even via conference call or via Zoom, you want to definitely consider Judge Fred M. Mosley. He has a message, and millions of people need to hear that message. And I'm passionate about it. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be listening to these things all over again today. So, Judge Mosley, as we close out in the last few minutes, there's two things that I want to say. For one, I was going to call last night. May is Mental Health Month. And I was going to call last night with a group of women, And we were talking about mental health, mental illness, and reasons that, you know, people suffer. And then there were two-thirds, and I didn't know this, she said, one of the ladies said two-thirds of Americans actually have some type of mental illness, but they never go get it checked out. So people are really suffering. People are really need to be encouraged. So tell us, as we close out today, if someone does want to book you for their speaking engagement, and we know there's a lot of people that do speaking engagements, and I know that you're not here to say, hey, pick me because I'm better than him, I'm better than her. But as we close out today, tell us a little bit or a few things. When people start calling you to book you for their engagement, what will you give them that's different? What will you give them that's needed? Tell us a little bit about that, because everything's about opportunity and it's about timing. And now is your time and it's your opportunity.
Well, one thing I would impress upon early on in whatever conversation that I would have with a group, an individual that perhaps was given some consideration to having me, and not to say I wanted to be taken in the right way, and the heart that is behind it is that, first of all, in man's system, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And it's something very similar to, and as it relates to the word of God, the word says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And Father God does all that is necessary to bring that knowledge that people need to have, and especially those who belong to him, to them. And this is what we're endeavoring to do through this book series and through Laws of Life Court. And unfortunately, individuals who have an opportunity, not because I'm sharing it, because I'm a messenger that God is using in this arena. But the fact of it is, if you are in a position to learn about these laws of life and choose not to make yourself available or make available to you that information that will enlighten you as relates to these laws of life, which impacts each of us on a regular basis, then under the law of accountability and responsibility, you're still held accountable to know these laws of life, because God is making them available to you through me and through whomever else he uses in this arena. So I say to you that it's something you cannot afford to not avail yourself to, because it's so important, and it could go as far as to mean the difference between life and death.
And you know what? And that's real. And I agree with that. Even yesterday, Nicole said, hey, the last law that we shared is the law of direction. She said that pierced her heart the most, because she is identifying the next direction for her life. And I spoke with her about an hour or two ago. She said she'd been up all night working and planning on getting things together so she makes sure she doesn't fail. And that call was so inspirational to her. And you know what? The thing is, Judge Mosley, some people take that lightly, though. Like you just said, sometimes the difference can be between life and death. That is so true. And you know, that when I first met you on that conference call a few months ago, that's what stuck in my mind. Because guess what? And I know we can't, anyone that's no longer with us, we can't go back and speak to them. We can't go back and get them. But I'm pretty sure if those that are no longer here, if they could say anything to you, they would say, I saw it coming. If I can only go back. We always say, if I can only go back. But guess what? We can't go back. But what we can do, Judge Mosley, we can get connected with you. We can learn about the laws of life. We can have the law of foreseeability. And we can make changes today. And we can say, thank you, Lord, because I'm still here because.
Yes.
Close us out in prayer, please.
Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to share with one another and with the listening audience. And Father, we just pray that those who are listening, that they will heed to what has come forth, that they will take advantage of this teaching that deals with the laws of life, not only for themselves, but where they can pass it on to others who are close to them, and in particular their children. And Father, we just thank you right now. There will be those who have ears to hear, who will hear, and Father, we thank you for them, and we thank you for the opportunity to bring this word that has come from you to those who are willing to receive it. We ask for it, we give thanks for it, and give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Judge Mosley. Have a wonderful day. I look forward to speaking to you next week. And guess what? The best is still yet to come. Talk to you soon.
Yes, it is. Talk to you soon.